More than 11 years after approving it, the city of Spokane is considering whether to collect a 20% utility tax on the county's wastewater plant. If it moves ahead, other local governments say they may sue. According to the city of Spokane code, the city may collect 20% of the gross income from a wastewater treatment facility in its boundaries. Spokane City Council President Brianne Beggs said the taxes could be used on problems that impact the entire region, such as rebuilding Havana Street, which borders the valley, city, and fairgrounds.
I think the mayor and I are both simply saying we should just sit down and have a conversation and figure out what the law is on this and if there's potentially a win-win regional solution.
The tax was approved by the city council in 2009. The county finished building its wastewater treatment system in 2011. It was mostly built to handle the greater Spokane Valley's transition from septic tanks to a sewer system. Though the tax has been on the books for more than a decade, city leaders hadn't considered collecting it until last year. Brian Coddington, a spokesman for Mayor Nadine Woodward's administration, said the lawyers from the city and county were meeting to discuss the legality of the tax.
She would like to take a step back from just the focus on the tax itself and really have a dialogue first about what we're trying to accomplish as a region and then get back to the point of how do we pay for that.
Spokane Valley Mayor Ben Wick, along with Liberty Lake and Millwood, have all written to the city of Spokane in opposition.
The biggest concern I have is that it applies outside their jurisdiction. And so the biggest impactor or the people that get impacted by that decision to tax the county's plant is Spokane Valley. And so it would be a tax being implemented on a group of people that have no input into the elected leadership that makes that decision. Or in a simpler term, it's a taxation without representation.
The county also strongly opposes the utility tax, said Spokane County Commissioner Josh Kearns.
We're willing to take whatever actions we need to protect our taxpayers.
He said he was open to meeting with the mayor to discuss options, but said it was unlikely they would be able to come to a compromise if it included implementing the tax. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.